Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, live from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Monstrous Radio.
That's what's up. What's up? Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio live right here on BTR, also known as Blog Talk Radio. So, all right, thanks for tuning in, because you could be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us, tuning in Friday night, getting ready for the weekend. You know how we do it. We got a weather report. We got our fashion thing. We got a lot of things for you guys tonight. So, all right, ride it out with us. So, all right, I'm DJ E-Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable with me tonight. We'll go and say what's up with her. How you doing, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
Hello. How is everybody today? Oh, my God.
You sound like a valley girl tonight.
Oh my god, that is how I feel like right now tonight, you know, like, oh my god, are you ready? Oh my god.
And if you're from the Twin Cities, then you know she sounds like a Golden Valley girl. Video. Well. So okay, it's Friday night. You know how we do it. We get people ready for the weekend. We know they're trying to go wild. They need some hot new music while they put on their face, fellas doing what they got to do, trying to plan their dates out. So what we really got going on tonight for tonight's show?
Well, you know, tonight we're going to talk about fear of success on all levels, personal, sports, life, you know, on all levels that you can think of. And we're going to talk about, you know, whatever else Friday night gives us, fashion, what to wear, and different things like that. I think it'll be a good time. It's cold, you know, where to go when it's cold outside. What to do
right
when it's cold outside.
Yeah, because, hey, around these parts, if you're trying to go out tonight, it's a chore just warming up the car. You might go outside. Your car did not know nothing about this day. Give me some of them. We're not going, player. You be like, come on, player. And then, not tonight. You think?
Absolutely.
You let that bitch sit out there for 30 minutes and warm up. You did. You're bound to be late. So, all right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My car was like saying the same thing this morning. My car was like, I'll ride. But baby girl, you get no heat. No, ma'am. I'm cold. Don't you see that? I was like, what? I'm apologizing to my car. I'm sorry, boo. It's so cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cold when the engine block can't even get enough time to warm up. It is what it is. Whole car need a hug. Just the whole car. Just hug the whole car. Whole vehicle by itself. All right. Got some new music for you guys. Y'all remember Jodeci? You remember Jodeci right there, Miss Unbelievable?
Absolutely.
Got wet Jodeci.
Absolutely. I sure did.
It is what it is. Let's check it out.
It is what it is.
Mr. Dalvin, he got a new song out. It's called Vindication. We about to run with it right here, Friday Night Live. You know how we do it. All the hottest new music right here. If I can get it to play, ain't this about it? All right. Here we go. Monstrous Radio Live. The unbelievable DJ E Monster. Radio Friday Night Live. Yeah, we trying to get money. So, all right, check it out. I got a hot remix for y'all. G-Eazy, A$AP Rocky, Cardi B. This is No Limit, Mr. College Park remix. We going to open up the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. But you got to press 1 if you want to talk, player. Rock with us. Friday Night Live. It's about to turn up. We don't do all that extra shit. We just show out. Twin Cities, where y'all at? 424. I told y'all the number. Call me up. We live, y'all, right now in the Twin Cities. Let's do it.
Hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it 2 times, then I like her. If I fuck 3 times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white blood. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Take a man pipe up, nigga, piper. Fire.
to do. Oh my goodness, it's not working like I want it to. I don't know. I think people can hear me now. I don't know what's going on, people. I'm over here. I think it's my computer. I think it's something going on with my system. Because, yeah, everything is lagging right now. Yeah, like that whole song wasn't supposed to play, which is supposed to help me out with my intro. But I guess give me a couple seconds, let these things catch up here. And then we're going to get back to it. Let me see if I can get Miss Unbelievable's line open over here. So, all right. We got, let's see what we got going on this weekend. Let's see. We got Bullwinkle's going on over there right off the U of M campus. If you guys know, right off, I believe it's the 3rd Street, Washington type exit. It's the one with the big Jesus. You dig? Right there on the side of the building, the old, what was it called, Blood Theater. Yeah, well, right there, right, what is it, a little one block to the right of that exit right there. We're right there. We're there Sunday nights. We're getting some other nights going on. Hey, it's really a nice spot. It's not the biggest floor plan in the world, but, hey, it's a really nice place to go and kick it. We got a little VIP section. We got a section where people can sit there as couples. We got the full range bar downstairs. It's almost like Cheers up in that motherfucker. So, yeah, come out Sunday nights. We get it in. That's Multidimensional Media Group. Also put together with Baby Boo Number One Photos, Monsters Radio, DJ E-Monster. Let me see. What is it? There's an online magazine that does things with us over there. So, yeah, we got a lot of hot artists. Let's see. We got R&B. We had some kind of pop artists a little bit. We haven't had no reggae artists come out yet. So if you're into reggae, come on out. Let us see your talent. Bless our stage and make it do what it do. So, all right, let's see. This thing is taking a long time. It should not take this long to do nothing. It is, except for make love. All right, that was funny. So let's see here. What else do we got going on? Don't forget, go check us out on Facebook. That's Monster US Radio, MONSTERUS Radio. You can also check out our 24 stream at monsterusradio.com. You can go over there. You can find more about the events, our Twitter page, Instagram, all those things. You can find that over there. So make sure you take time out of your day. Go over there, comment, let us know what you feel about it. Also, let us know what you think about the page. You can also tell us how you feel about the broadcasting. Just send us an email. Let us know. Just put station director at, or send it to monsterusradio@gmail.com. Attention, station director. And we'll get that taken care of for you. So, all right, let me go over here and finish trying to get this thing. Okay, Alva, I don't know why this stuff is not doing what I want it to do. But we're going to figure it out. So, all right, looks like you're starting to catch up here just a little bit. So if you're tuning in, there's now a little chance, quick chance of sharing your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Probably wait a hot second so I get this thing going. People tune in and be like, why is he just talking? Where's the music and conversation? I think I might be about ready. Can you hear me over there? It's unbelievable. Is things working for me now?
I can hear you. It's working
okay,
for you
there
now.
There we go. Yeah, I think we got called our service provider. We had this problem a couple weeks back. It was the internet. So people, if you're having like serious problems with the internet, I don't know what it is that's switching shit up, but we'll just say hypothetically, I believe they said you're supposed to be on like a ping or your numbers for the reading for your internet to get a nice strong service should be like, I think they said it was like 42 or 49, right? We were running on 2, just regular old 2. That's right. That means we were missing 40 some odd ping, and that's why we're getting a slow thing. So I think somehow our system must have clicked back to it. I'm not telling y'all this to make an excuse. I'm telling y'all this because some of y'all out here may be having these same problems. So yes, you must contact your service provider, and they'll just basically reboot things from on their end, and then everything will start going zip, zip, zippity again. So yeah, so that thing will help you out. So if you're a studio and you're having problems and things like that, you got to call your service provider. I can't call mine right now, but I'm sure enough going to get off the phone and somebody's not going to be happy on a Friday night. They're going to need a double shot. Get it? When I get off the phone with that ass. So I'm scared to go here and try to put something in the system in case it may not work or not. tonight. Let's go ahead and jump into some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. What we want to talk about first, we're going to talk about fashion, the weather. We're going to talk about our topic. What we're going to be on tonight, my boss?
Well, you know, let's start with the weather, because the weather always sets you up for the fashion, and the fashion always sets you up for the topic. You know what I'm saying? Just flow on through.
I love the theory. Okay, okay. So you going to do the weather tonight? Stick your head out the window?
I am. No, okay. I'm not sticking, not a toe, not a head, not a leg, not a thigh. I told you my car was like, no, mama, no, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. That's what my car said this morning because it's cold. It's zero. It's zero right now with falling temps into the negatives yet again. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, so it's just cold. Like, I don't even know what else to call it. Just cold.
Right, right, right. Yeah, our numbers right now are looking like golf scores. It is. Like a negative to a negative thing. But the wind chill is what gets you, people. For those of you that, who don't know much about the Twin Cities, yes, it can be cold outside. The cold is one thing. But the wind chill is a whole nother mystery. It is. It's a whole nother thing. That's what gets you. It could be, 35 degrees and no windshield, and you're good. You'll be outside running around. You're going sledding, doing all kinds of things, shopping. It's like a winter wonderland around here. But let that motherfucking windshield hit down to anything 15 below. You dig? It might be like tonight. You may not be going out. You might be getting you a bottle and sitting your ass down somewhere. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, there ain't nothing like coming out the bar drunk, slip and fall, and be stuck to the ground, and you got to sit there because you can't get up. Yeah. That's a whole nother Dateline NBC episode right there, all by itself.
Mm-hmm. All by itself.
Let's jump into the fashion. So what's the fashion looking like tonight? I mean, how could it work out?
You know what? It's cold. It's blistery cold. You know, we are definitely in our winter season. So I would, you know, say some jeans and a sweater and some boots. Or, you know, like a blazer, nice shirt, nice slacks, and some, you know, some warm shoes, like, you know, cute little shoes. Because they got boots that are, you know, with the fur, you know the song that Nelly said, you got the boots with the fur, all of that stuff on there. So just be, you know, warm. You can still, you know, kick that leather jacket on, or your trench coat. Or your petticoat. You know, petticoats are really popular this year. Once again, you know, they're the little coats that come to your knees and, you know, they're tapered. So they're men and women wear them. So, yeah, it's just be warm. Put something on your head.
They
you know, wear a
petticoat?
Nice headgear scarf. Yeah.
What's a petticoat? You act petty and they put a badge on you on the coat that says, I'm petty? Is that what a petticoat is?
Oh. But you paid it for that answer.
Don't judge me. Pray for me. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Because some people ain't going to know what a petticoat is. I remember I used to be like a petticoat. That's what I thought it was.
I just said it's a knee-length coat that's tapered to you. That's, you know, real tapered, you know, jacket. That's really nice. It's usually double-breasted. It usually comes in wool or cotton. So, yeah, it's a really nice coat. It's really a distinctive coat for a man. Like, if you want to really impress a woman, like, with a style, wear a petticoat.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right. Okay.
It says casual business style. It's not a hip-hop jacket. It's not, you know, even though if you got a little thugism in you, once you put that on, she'll be like, okay. She wouldn't know unless you open your mouth. I'm like, okay. But he can, you know, transfer. He could do the transformation from a, you know, thug to, you know, a usher on a church, you know, in a church choir, you know. Just saying. Thug right, on an right. Usher board, you know. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're really nice. They come, like, in black. They come in gray. Mm-hmm. They come in camel. That's a tan. And once you put it on, you really feel like you the shit, though. I'm serious. You really do. Like, you be like, what? Because how is this made? And it just sets your outfit off. And I don't care what you're wearing underneath it. Like, you can wear jeans, nice specs, nice shirt, put that scarf underneath. Man, panties, you will get panties that night. Just saying.
Right. It is a nice jacket. It is an empowering jacket. I do have a petticoat. I have a two-tone one. It's dark at the top, and then in the middle, it's like a deep blood maroon, and then the bottom is the same as the top, a dark, deep navy blue. It's a nice jacket. I really like that coat. It just means empowering fit, like, you know, like a gentleman. It is like a CEO boss type thing. So, yes, it is a nice jacket. I do get a lot of attention when I wear that jacket because it gives off power man. He's a strong man. He's handling his thing, so on and so forth. So, yes, if you want to have something that's empowering to let her know you about something, yes, try to do something when you wear a petticoat. Now, don't think that the petticoat is going to make you, bro. You probably really should be about something. I'm just saying, a petticoat might help you out to make her recognize you a little bit better. Here's a couple of things that I want to throw for some fashion tips. You know, when you get back to yours. Like, here's one thing people don't think about is colors. You know what I mean? Especially, like, I would say, like, here's one. Like, you can go with the seasons. You know what I mean? Like, here's one good color to wear. Especially, like, for me, some preference, I like, you know, say, like, women wear all white, you know what I mean? Where you got, like, an all white, you got, like, some type of cashmere-type white jacket on, blah, 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 blah. Maybe a little splash of color, but, you know, all white, like the snow. You dig? That's kind of sexy to me. You know, them things kind of go off. You dig? Of course, when y'all go outside, you're going to have to hold her hand because she fall on the snowbank. You cannot find her motherfucking ass. But I'm just saying, all white is a good color for people to wear. Also is wear something vibrant right now. If you want to be different a little bit, wear something vibrant, something that's going to get you some attention, like, you know, a vibrant color. I know it's not spring yet, but people are having cabin fever. So when you go out, a lot of flashy colors right now could get you some attention. Like, you know, it's got to be hitting now. You just can't wear anything like no ugly ass Christmas sweater. But you know what I mean, like a lime green polo type sweater or something, or you know what I mean? Something like that, something that has a flair to it, something flash, eye-catchy. Don't show up with no sweater with blinky lights and shit, but I'm just saying, player, have something a little flashy, color-wise. You know what I mean? You could have white with a flash of red or a flash of blue or a flash of green. Shit, on some people, I've seen a dude wear a white suit with a pink scarf. You dig? Some of y'all sound like, ooh, that sound a little funny. It look hot though, player. It all depends on how you wear shit. You dig? That shit look that hot. I had to give him his props. Like, bro, you rock that motherfucker. And I don't think no funny shit. You dig? So yeah, sometimes a little flash of color, a little flare this weekend will get you some attention. So I mean, how you feel about it? I mean, am I right? I mean, will that work for women this type of season? You know, everything's kind of bland right now when it goes up, you know what I mean? Compared to the summer, outside is colors and everything. Like right now, everything is kind of, to me, I still get that cabin fever. You know, I ain't trying to be out too much, kind of bland. I mean, how you feel about it?
Absolutely. You know, a splash of color always works for the eye. You always want that look that says, I'm here, but I'm here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you got to know your skin tones, what really, like, sets your skin tone off, what looks good on you. Don't be afraid of color all year round. Don't be afraid of wearing that color that someone told you back in the day that, oh, that don't look good on you. You know, don't be afraid, like you said, to wear the hot pinks, the hot oranges, and the hot, the light, you know, the hot pink and the green and the light, yeah, the bright yellows. Those are vibrant. Those bring energy to your spirit. Those bring energy to your day. When you, you know, certain colors just brighten it up. Like, don't be afraid to wear the different greens, different blues. Just don't wear the navy blue. Maybe try that baby blue or that turquoise blue, or, you know, just tap into some color. And you don't have to wear a lot of it. You can, like, wear a scarf. You can wear your makeup. You can wear a handbag. You can wear some shoes. If you're afraid to wear a shirt or some pants, you know what I'm saying? You just throw in splashes of color that, you know, will you, when you look down, you're like, okay, yeah, I could do this. So accessories always helps if you're that black and white and you're scared, but throw on something like that, put on some jewelry. Monster Jewelry has color. So if you're looking for some jewelry, hit us up. But anything that will give you just a tad bit of brightness and vibrance, you should wear it. And for men, I would say, men, you do the same. Get a nice bow tie. Do a tie. Do a scarf in your lapel. Wear it on your shoes. Wear it on your coat. You know, something that says, okay, I ain't scared. You guys can wear, you know, some salmon. Mm-hmm. That's another side of a pink. That's just not a pinkish. Or, you know, if you okay with yourself, throw that pink on. You know, I wouldn't say right now throw on some yellow unless you know how to rock that yellow. You know what I'm saying? It takes a real man to rock some yellow. You know, I ain't seen no one rock some yellow as a man, you know, but it can be done. You know, it can be done. You know, I don't know. You look like a little lime. You know, look like a little lemon. Right. You know,
right.
You know, soury, sweet,
no,
but.
No. Right. Don't wear no motherfucking no spittle yellow ass motherfucking suit outfit in the wintertime, boy, look like somebody pissed in a motherfucking snowbank. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Oh, she said yellow.
I mean, you could throw on like, you know, yeah, you could throw on like a yellow belt. But let it be with like a basic color. You know, because that's your splash of
right,
color.
Right.
Maybe a yellow belt with some yellow in your shoes. That's enough. You know, or maybe
right,
in a bow tie.
Right.
That's enough. You know what I'm saying? But a yellow shirt, woo! Yeah, that may turn her off. But, you know, someone maybe
right,
is, you know,
right.
like colors like that. So, men accessorize. Don't be afraid to accessorize as well.
Right. So, all right, hold on. We'll get back into it. We'll come back to it. I got to jump into a breather right quick. But I love how you said about gentlemen can go out with a bow tie. That's one thing people don't think about today. I think as men, I think we need to dress up a little bit more, dress like grown-ass men. You dig? Like they used to do back in the 70s and the 60s. You dig? Everybody dressed black, like a suit. You dig? Man, I'm just saying, ain't nothing like trying to go out. And I'm just going to play some music. Friday Night Live, T-Pain, new music. It's on DC. DC from DC. Shout out to DC area.
Name is DC from DC. She knows how to go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kind of got a little romance. They're looking at that ass in the club like, go, baby, go, baby. Be leaving alone, now that's a no-go, baby. You hitting my phone, that's a for sure, go, baby. I take you for steak and lobster and throw yo, baby. Oh, baby, now, go, baby. Keep bouncing up and down like a yo-yo, baby. Nobody else around, you can go crazy. I'm VIP status, keep them doors closed, baby. Oh, baby, yeah, go, baby, yeah. You don't have to keep none of your clothes on, baby, yeah. Keep checking that booty, you get more. Go, baby, yeah. I need to see that thing in slow-mo, baby. Slow it down. Hit me with that instant replay. That's
for my baby like go, 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 go,
my side, my side. She made me my mind so much I made her my wife. Nothing is more sexy than women with 9 to 5. A kiss below the navel and baby temperature rise. See us, we up, undefeated. They never could beat us because I'm kicking a FIFA. It's G-A-A-M-A-A-Z. To he who, she who don't believe me, you should go to D.C. Yeah. Far as the city goes, a couple crabs left, but most really know. The courtside seat, I feel like many Billy Boys, multi-millionaire, but when I'm there, they call me Billy Gold. Yeah, used to be on that scene. I used to rap with back and ran the mat with UCB. I'm married to Joanna, you and a bomb, your hoe and leave. That's what we really call our bounce. Bitch,
snake. Oh, yeah. She knows how to go go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing a thing on me. And every night in the club, I'ma be rooting for my baby like go, 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 go. Ooh, she got a mean way of doing things when she do a thing. When she make a swing, yeah, she make a swing. Put on some junkyard and watch her junk start hitting the floor, yeah, hitting the floor. She ain't gonna stop till the party over. We give her more, yeah, give her more, yeah. Give me more from DC. She knows how to go go dance. When I see her, we kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing a thing on me.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. Well, we can get all the remixes and underground hits. Yeah, so all right, this is how we gonna do it right here. So don't forget, I got one more track, and we gonna open up the lines 424-243-9649. And for those of you that caught the little short school bus, and they should make you wear a helmet with a visor so you wouldn't lick the window. Push the big button, player. 424-243-9649. But you got to press one if you want to talk. Come out Sunday night to Bullwinkle's. That's right. Y'all ain't got to work on Monday. It's a holiday. Bring your ass out because we having a pajama jammy jam at Bullwinkle's. That's right. Somebody hit me up like, ooh, E-Monster, what can I wear? I was like, don't worry, mama. I know you ain't got no big booty to bust out them motherfucking pajama pants. It don't matter. Little booties matter, too. Pretty Ricky, Monsters Radio Live. A little lane change. This is Lil Booty's Matter.
Friday Night Live. Lil Junior on this one. Hey, Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's. Lil Booty's.
Yep.
Lil Booty's. Lil Booty's.
Wow.
Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter.
Wow.
Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's.
Where is the?
Lil Booty's.
I want the.
Lil Booty's.
I need the.
Lil Booty's.
Show me the.
Lil Booty's.
Show me the.
Lil Booty's.
This for the, you know the love booties matter. Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Hey.
Love booties coming back in style. Love booties gon' drop it to the tile. Love booties make me smile. I got 10 love booties in the pile. I'm about to make the love booties wild. Pick it up, break
A love booty never make me frown. The love booty about to fuck it up right now. And she gon' throw it back like a truck right now. Watch out for her. Where is the
love booty?
I want the
love booty.
I need the
love booty.
Show me the
love booty.
Throw me the
love booty.
This for the
love booty.
You know the love booty matter.
Love booty.
Where is the
love booty?
I want the
love booty.
I need the
love booty.
Show me the
love booty.
Throw me the
love booty.
This for the
love booty.
You know the love booty matter.
Love booty popping like a gun. Love booty's only wanna have fun. Love booty's got buns. Love booty, she get hotter than the sun. First place, love booty's number one. Love booty's weigh a ton. Nah, love booty's weigh none. Love booty's always get the job done. Love booty's love to run. The love booty's already won. Love booty's leave your whole body stunned. I'm just looking for the
love booty's.
Where is the
love booty's?
I want the
love booty's.
I need the
love booty's.
Show me the
love booty's.
Throw me the
love booty's.
This for the
love booty's.
You know the love booty's matter.
Love booty's.
Where is the
love booty's?
I want the
love booty.
I need the
love booty.
Show me the
love booty.
Throw me the
love booty.
This for the
love booty.
You know the love booty's matter. Where is the?
Where is the?
I want the.
I want the.
I need the.
I need the.
Show me the
love booties.
Love booties. Point out the love booties.
Love, love booties.
Love booties.
Love,
point
love
out the love booties. Where is the?
Where is the?
I want the.
I want the.
I need the.
I need the.
Show me the
love booties.
Love booties. Point out the
love booties.
Love booties. Point out the love booties.
Big booties matter too, but the love booties know it be the truth. Where the love booty crew? Show a player what the love booty do. Put that ass in the love booty zoo. Make the love booty move. Love booty shaking out his shoes. Love booty got a lot to prove. Love booty pull up and it's bad news. Love booty she be going up on the toes. Love booty cool, love booty act a fool. Love booty soft, love booty kinda smooth. Sporty little shorty, love booty kinda rude. Love booty with a love booty attitude. I'm looking for the
love booty.
Where is the
love booty?
I want the
love booty.
I need the
love booty.
Show me the
love booty.
Throw me the
love booty.
This for the
love booty.
You know the love booty matter. Where is the
love booties?
I want the
love booties.
I need the
love booties.
Show me the
love booties.
Throw me the
love booties.
This for the
love booties.
You know the love booties matter. Where is the
love booties?
I want the
love booties.
I need the
love booties.
Show me the
love booties.
Throw me the
love booties.
This for the
love booties.
You know the love booties matter.
Pop that little booty. You popping that little booty over there? You popping that little booty over there? You popping that little booty over there? You popping that little booty?
Too much tipping.
You popping that little booty over there? Pop that booty! Pop that booty!
Monsters, we are the Monstars. So yes, little booties matter. Hey, that's a good one. When you got the little booty, I mean, how do you handle that with fashion? Because let's keep it 100. Yeah, when you're walking with a little booty and somebody walking with a big Louisiana ass, you know what I'm talking about, that heart booty. I mean, is there ways fashion-wise you can combat that or somehow, you know what I mean, still make your shit look good?
Well, you know, so much now today where, you know, the people with the little booties, they got, like, the buck pads that can help to, you know, pump that booty up. They got panties that can, you know, that pump that booty up. So, I mean, now the thing is when you get home and you bring somebody home and you got that little thing and you take that pad out and that guy be like, oh, where your booty go? You know, that's the only thing you got to worry about. But,
hey,
you know,
hey,
for
that's
fashion.
Real shit, though. Hold on. That's real shit, man. That's real shit. Man, I had drama with that shit. That shit happened to me before. Motherfucker. I'm in the club looking all sexy and shit. Shit was all together. You dig? Every couple times I've seen her shit was together. You know what I mean? You know, I like a little thick one. You know? So her shit was, man, got back to her crib, took all that shit off. She got the pang, pang, popping bands and shit. I'm rapping. Stomach pops and booty hip pieces and ballad out, man, she done fell all apart. Boy, I thought I was in a threesome. I mean, goddamn. That's that bullshit I don't like. You did. Man, oh, but my bad. Go ahead. I was traumatized. So y'all need to put a disclaimer on your hip or something to let a motherfucker know, hey, these images are bigger than they appear. Like in my rearview mirror, it says right there, these images, yeah, we need some shit like that. It's my bad. Go ahead, my bad.
You know, But that's the same way we feel about men, though. When y'all be like, yeah, I'm packing, yeah, I'm packing, and then it fall out, and this an itty bitty teeny weeny two bop 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 teeny. No.
That
ain't right.
Oh, I had a gun.
Cause y'all put a sock in it or something in the sock.
Oh, like, I don't know about that part. He ain't do all that, but I'm just saying, man, we do fake it. Say, like, at one point, you know, he used to box. So, you know, he was real buff at one time. It is. At one time, he stopped boxing. You know how it is. Your body, gravity pulls on that motherfucker. So now he got a big belly and shit, but, you know, he wear a couple shirts. He still look buff. You know what I mean? So when we used to go out, I'd be like, breathe, dog, breathe. He'd be like, so we get around somebody, he'd be like, what are you doing? He'd be like, I hold it in. So he'd suck in his belly and make his chest spread out. So he looked big and buff and wide. You know what I mean? The ladies be like, da, da, da. I'd be like, but what do you do when you get him home? And then when I relaxed, I'd be like, ha ha, got your ass. Oh, you can't run away now. So like, ain't that about a bitch? So you just release all the belly on her in the middle of the moment.
That's so nasty. Like, okay. So talking about big bellies, like I was like that one chick who did not mess with big guys because I always thought, okay, I'm too short, you know, that's too much to climb over, right? So
yeah, keep it real, Leon.
I tried, you know, a big guy, and I swear to goodness, it felt like you know how you're on the water and it feels like you're rocking back and forth. And I felt like I was on a teeter tot. Like I was on a teeter tot because, you know, I couldn't like level myself out because there was this tummy was just like in the way. And then it's like he was tall and I was short and there was no like, we didn't even out. And then he was small. So, that really wasn't happening. And then when he tried to lay on top, I was gone. Like, you couldn't see me. I was like, you heavy. I can't breathe. So, with that scariness, needless to say, I was like, oh, I gotta go, because this ain't gonna work. I can't see it. It's just not gonna work. Like, and I got up and I went home. Now, was I wrong for that?
Yeah,
I couldn't breathe. Like,
he probably was stuck.
What? Well, you wanted me to die? You couldn't see me. There was no, let's stick it in. No, it's not even. I can't. We can't. It's not even. We can't. Because if you go down that far, you smushing me. If you go down that far, you smushing me. You go, no. So needless to say, Miss Unbelievable can't do no big guys. No. So don't tuck your stomach in. Just let it go. Because we got to, you know, definitely measure that thing. You know, because we know the ratio from stomach to wee-wee. Something is too big and too small. It ain't evening out.
Poor little chubby
just
tink tink. Poor chubby tink tink. So what else was we on when it comes to the fashion? Let's see. What else did we have going on? We had the fashion going tonight.
Well, one more thing for fashion. Can I do one more thing for fashion? Is that okay? Okay,
yes,
girls with big
yes,
booties.
Ma'am.
It's hard for us to find pants and zipping and button them. It's hard. Like there's like a big old gap in the bag. You know, we gotta wear the belts because our butt be too big, and the ratio from stomach to waist to tummy. Don't get no tummy tuck, and you ain't lost some of your butt. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
It's
so
hard.
That's the problem with the bigger booties. It's hard.
Right. Well, here's something, and a lot of women from Minnesota is going to go, wow. I'll keep it 100. Minnesota pants, it is what it is. They're not made for people with booty. I know y'all like, what you mean? How can pants, I'm keeping it 100. I did not realize this until I played in a national championship, hit the road, and I actually seen the scene, and I'm going to back it up here in a second. Like, yes, for real. Ladies with hips and bubbles, all those type of onions, those type of things. In Minnesota, they don't make pants for you, mama. It is what it is. That's why they don't fit right. Why you got to get exercise. It's funny, and they don't make pants for you, mama. No, you have to go to somewhere like Florida. Did they come up with the women have shapes and curves? Reason why I say, because, man, when I went to Florida, I went to South Beach for a national championship. Oh, my goodness. I fell in love with a mannequin. I'm not lying. I wish I had the pictures. I took video of it. I'm just saying. You dig? I fell in love with a mannequin. The mannequin had curves, and the pants fit on perfect. So that's what it is. You're going to have to find some place where you can order you some pants. Matter of fact, we might open up a store and have those specific pants for women in the store. But I'm telling y'all need to get your pants from somewhere else. That's why. And that's real still right now. That's why. They don't really make pants here too much for women with curves. You have to go somewhere where they have women with curves on the regular, and they appreciate that. Latin women love their curves. Find you a spot in Miami. I didn't see no other spot that had these pants, but I think I might have seen some in New York in the Bronx, and like there was like a Puerto Rican store or something like that. But anyway, yes, you'll have to order you some pants online somewhere else. So what else are we talking about? Or you can give your thoughts on what I just said about the pants. I don't know if you know much about that, but that, and then, or else we'll just go ahead and move into our topic because we got like 10 minutes left.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I have a hard time finding pants, like a hard time. Yeah, so
right.
That's why I tend to wear more dresses and skirts. And, you know, I think a lot of thick girls wear a lot of leggings here and yoga pants here in Minnesota because they don't make jeans and to fit us. And them in between sizes, it's really hard to find unless you're going to like a Rainbow or some other stores that sell in like sizes 15, 16, 16, 17. Because, it's a sad right. Situation.
Right.
Okay. I'm so sad about it.
Right. Hey, I had to think about it for a minute. Rainbow, she must be talking about clothes. I said, what do you get? Where you get some pants in Rainbow in the produce section? I mean, damn.
the clothing store.
Rainbow here, come on. Right, okay.
No, we don't.
All right. So the other thing that we was talking about tonight, you dig, was, okay, we probably just go ahead right out with some music, but I would talk about it a little bit at least. We can talk about it some more later on in the week, next week. Definitely let us know some of the topics you would like us to hear us talk about. Send us an email at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Put attention station director and topics and let us know some of the things you'd like us to talk about. So, all right. So we're talking about something called the fear of success and how, you know, we came about this. I'll go ahead and let Miss Unbelievable kind of break it down a little bit, how we came up with this topic for tonight, because I think it reaches across the board and it's not just music. It goes across everything. It is jobs, all kinds of things. So go ahead, Ms. Unbelievable. Go ahead, break it down for me right quick. Kind of, you know, relate to how we came to this topic tonight.
Absolutely. So I work at a middle school, and I had a young lady who was sitting in front of me who is a talented rapper. And she was telling me that she's not going to rap anymore, and she's done with it. And I'm asking her, like, why? That's a gifting. Why would you just throw your gift away? And she was like, because I'm afraid of success. And I said, well, what part of success are you afraid of? And she said, succeeding in rapping, but not reaching my goals in school, my behavior, etc. And I immediately at that time, I was like, let me text, you know, your mom. So this is a good conversation. Because she got the concept of where the success could take her, but she was afraid of going there without having the other success in other areas of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I was like, okay, so is it the fact that she's scared that she's going to fail? If she fails in those areas, that that's going to bring her down? Is she scared of, you know, receiving the success that comes with rapping and being famous and, you know, getting out there and people knowing who she is? Will they use that against her if she says, oh, well, you was bad in school? So all the things that go into the fear of the success. So that's how we got to that question. What do you think
right,
now?
Right. Right. Well, the fear of success is something that's real. A lot of people, some people will be like, what? Well, everybody ain't built like you. The fear of success, it really comes down to, in my opinion, it comes down to basically sometimes people get the fear of success because they're afraid of when they get to a certain point, they may not be able to produce what everybody believes in. They think they're going to get up there and people be like, oh, you're not really that great of a singer. You okay for back there, but maybe not up here. You dig? Or they're afraid of not the paparazzi as in like taking pictures, but you know, the things that come with it, like the National Enquirer, people trying to take you down and say bad things about you, things like that. Those are very, very hard things to handle. It's easy to sit there and say, I don't care what nobody say about me, but let 10,000 people on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook be coming at you every day talking about how you suck and you ain't this, you ain't that. That shit will annoy the hell out of you. It ain't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it even goes in with jobs sometimes. You know, sometimes people are afraid to get that new promotion because, oh, what if I become the vice president and I take the company and go to shit? You know what I mean? Instead of just doing it, there's a reason why people ask you to do that. Because they believe in you. They know you have the skill to make it happen. All you got to do is walk in there confident and do it. Because, you know, if you walk in somebody, walk and try to do something without your confidence, you're setting up a high percentage to fail. But when you do something with confidence, you feel you know what you're doing. And it's going to get done and you attack it differently. So, you know, the fear of success, yeah, that happens on many levels. I guess sometimes it can be various reasons why. But I love how the student kind of knew what it was. Like, I want to handle this part of it. But sometimes them saying that I'm going to handle this part is just their excuse. And that's what people with fear of success do. They come up with excuses why they can't go, why they ain't going to do it, or why they can't do it, or who's preventing them from doing it. Get it? That's a part of that fear of success where, you know, if somebody doesn't have that fear, they just go. You can't tell them nothing. You could tell them they suck. Oh, okay. Ha, ha, ha. Get it? I'm just saying. So, you know, I mean, I hope that helped out a little bit in a little bit of time frame that we had to do it. I mean, we can go into it more throughout the week and break it down a little bit more, but in a little bit of time that we got, you know, that's to kind of sum it up. But yeah, that is very, very real. People do that with sports, all kinds of things like that. You know, like I said, it's very big and it's very broad when it comes to the fear of success and where it all applies. Yeah, I've even had it before. I'll talk about it next week. I had the fear of success before. I even worked with another dude. I tell myself I got it from him. Did it? But yeah, we'll talk about that later on next week. So we're almost at the end of the show. So let's see. Do we got any last words or shout outs? You know, last bits of information to give people about anything going on this weekend or anything special you want to say about the holiday on Monday?
You know, just celebrate it. We've came a long way. Martin Luther King, he had a dream, and his dream was, you know, for all men to be equal and do what they need to do and live their dream. And so if you're not living your dream, once you listen to us next week talking about the fear of success, you will understand what it means about following your dream and let your dream be alive and
within you. So just listen out, because we got some good stuff coming for you.
Right, right.
Be safe.
So, all right. Let's see. All right, let's see what else. All right, yeah, just don't forget, come out Sunday night to Bullwinkle's. Kick it with us. We're going to have a great night. It's really going to go down. We got some hot artists. We got a double birthday. Oh, my goodness. That's right. A double birthday party. So, hey, Sunday night, hey, we're going to show out monstrously. So, come out, get it in with the Monstars. We're going to have our little greeting meet about 9 o'clock. That's why the doors open up at 8. The event really doesn't jump off till 10. But, hey, we still spin music. We still hang out. Do all kinds of things, and that's from like 9 to 10. That's our greet and meet time for Monstars Radio. So, all right, come out, take a pic with us. We're even going to give away one free shirt, but you got to come out to see what you got to do to get that shirt. So, all right, shit, that's the end of the show. All right, y'all, we up out of here. You know how I say it now. Don't drink and drive. Make sure you strap it up, whether it be your seatbelt or your body. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings on Monday. All right, y'all. Peace. We out. Deuces.
Deuces.